Good morning. It is Wednesday, March 20th. Here's what we're working on. The five Canadian cities with the worst bedbug problems are all in Ontario, and Hamilton is one of them.
Oh, congratulations. Bad news for chocolate lovers. You'll soon be seeing a hike in prices because of cacao costs.
And rumors about who's going to be the next James Bond may soon be coming to an end.
You know when you read something and you're just like, I don't think that's right.
Cocoa.
I always say, every time I see that, I just say cocao. Anyways, look who's back! It is the first day, full day of spring, so
no expenses
were spared.
Yes.
But the same lays that we got last year.
Okay.
There we go. Happy spring, y'all.
Yes. Yay, spring.
It sure feels like it.
Doesn't it, though?
I had to scrape my windshield this morning. There's so much snow on it.
I know. I pulled in this morning, and I saw Rusty covered in snow, and I went, oh, no.
Poor little Rusty.
This is not good. Rusty does not like this. We had just over 2 centimeters of snow yesterday. What a way to cap off winter and get into spring.
Yep. Hey, how are you feeling?
Oh, well, I'm standing erect and walking with purpose again.
Okay, right. That's good.
I hear some remnants of a cold, but great to have you back.
There's still a little bit just in here, but I'm feeling much better, thank you. Yeah, it's nice to be back, and we'll get into it, and hopefully we'll make spring a little bit better as we get further into it, but it's not going to be a great kickoff for the day today. We're really going to struggle temperature-wise. We're only going to hit 2 degrees, and we could get another couple of centimeters of snow flurry activity for the day today. So a mainly cloudy sky, chance of flurries, maybe a couple of centimeters, and a high of 2. We're sitting at -2 right now. Wind chill about -5 to -6 degrees is what it feels like. So it's a chilly start to the morning and a chilly start to spring, unfortunately. We'll talk about the forecast coming up. I want to have a look at some traffic cameras. Nothing here at the 403 and Waterdown Road. Looking pretty good so far today. We do have one minor problem. It's a visual distraction, and that's it. It's off to the side, on the shoulder, flashing lights going away there, as you can see. So it's Toronto-bound lanes of the QEW, right, just approaching the Ford plant, going past Trafalgar and Royal Windsor. This is just east of Royal Windsor as you're coming up around the Ford plant. That is the only situation that we have at the moment. So we'll look at weather and traffic in detail coming up. Maybe I'll do something with this, but right now, we'll check the news.
Okay, thanks very much, Brian. Well, the pest control company Orkin Canada has released its annual list of the top 25 bedbug-ridden cities in Canada. Hamilton sits at number 4. Simone Gavros joins us now from downtown Hamilton with more. Not a distinction we want.
Hi, Annette. No, that's right. But Hamilton actually moved up a couple spots based on the report from last year. Last time they were sitting at spot number 10, and now they're at spot number 4. And some of the cities on the top 10 list are right here in Ontario. Now, here's a look at that list. And this is ranked on the worst spots where bugs are found and most problematic. Ottawa sits at number 5. Hamilton's at number 4. Oshawa is at number 3. Sudbury is at number 2, and Toronto is at number 1 for the 7th year in a row. Now, this data is based on the number of bedbug treatments performed by the company in 2023. The tiny little pests are visible to the naked eye, but are great at hiding, especially in the daytime. Some of the bedbug hot zones include mattresses, couches, and baseboards. There have been some reports of bedbug sightings here in Hamilton at some movie theaters in the city, on buses, and in libraries. Hamilton Library has their own bedbug prevention protocol in place to prevent and contain any pests and their eggs. This includes regular cleanings and treatment when necessary. Now that spring is here, experts are warning travelers and just reminding people to check their belongings, especially when they're coming home, to make sure they aren't bringing home any bed bugs. But for now, Tim, I'll send things back to you.
All right, thanks, Simone. Well, two people were airlifted to hospital in critical condition following a serious two-vehicle crash in Niagara-on-the-Lake yesterday. Niagara police say it happened just before noon in the area of 4 Mile Creek Road and Line 4 Road. Investigators, they say an 80-year-old man who was driving a silver Subaru was traveling northbound on 4 Mile Creek when he crossed the center line and collided with a 65-year-old woman who was driving a blue Ram pickup truck traveling southbound. The driver of the Subaru was taken to hospital with life-threatening injuries and is still in critical condition. The passenger in the Subaru was also taken to hospital in critical condition. The driver of the Ram suffered minor injuries.
There has been another search for a Hagersville woman who's been missing since February of 2021. Amber Ellis was reported missing by her mother. After searching a property in Six Nations of the Grand River, the OPP say they have found no signs of the 33-year-old. The emergency response team searched a location on First Line between Chiefswood and Seneca Road in Six Nations yesterday, but say no human remains were found. The OPP said the search that was supposed to last all week concluded in less than a day. Officers also combed through an area on 6th Line in June of last year, but wouldn't say if they discovered anything there. At this point, police have not shared any suspects in the case, but say they believe Amber's disappearance involved foul play. The OPP are offering a $50,000 reward for anyone who shares helpful information on this case.
Niagara police are asking the public to keep an eye out for a missing teen. Jaden Blackburn Johnson was reportedly last seen in September of 2023 in Niagara Falls. Last talked to her family in December. She was reported missing on March 12th. So police say she's an Indigenous woman who stands about 5'6". She has long, dark hair and brown eyes, has lived in the Falls and St. Catharines areas. Anyone with information is asked to contact Niagara police.
The Hamilton Jewish Film Festival has been postponed. It was supposed to be held next month at the Playhouse Cinema. The cinema has posted on social media that it's reached a difficult decision to postpone the Federation's venue rental. Playhouse's statement says the decision was made, quote, amid security and safety concerns at this particularly sensitive time. Well, Hamilton's resident peregrine falcon couple, Judson and McKeever, have welcomed their first eggs of the season. The first egg was spotted Sunday by members of the Hamilton Community Peregrine Project, marking the earliest date that eggs have been laid in the nest, which is located on top of the Sheridan Hotel in downtown Hamilton. And just after 6 o'clock last night, a second egg was spotted. Peregrines usually lay their eggs a few days apart. McKeever could lay up to 4 eggs this season. To see more photos and watch their cameras, you can go to the Falcons website. We'll put a link up on our website, chch.com.
When I saw that last night, I couldn't believe the color.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
They look like an Easter
egg.
Yeah, amazing. Wow, fantastic. Look at that. Wow. Fascinating.
She's going, thank you.
Yes, why?
I did this myself.
I've been working hard on this. Glad you appreciate. Let's get into sports now. And no shortage of action on the ice with 6 Canadian teams playing, including the Leafers, back on the ice of Philadelphia for the second time in a week, hoping to win their 9th straight game against the Flyers.
Out of the box comes Lawton spins in, throws it back in front, Tippett panels the shot, grabs it back in front, they score!
Flyers did not let that happen, going up 3-0 in the first two periods, and that goal in the third by Scott Lawton would hold up as the winner as the Flyers snap that streak, losing to the Leafs. They beat them 4-3 last night. Toronto had trouble beating the post, hitting it many times. Didn't make things close late on this John Tavares goal that went off the post, but in. Wasn't enough as they dropped their second straight. They try to avoid a third straight defeat in Washington tonight.
McDavid catches up to it. Over to Nurse. Back to McDavid. What time?
Yeah, in Edmonton, Connor McDavid set up his pal Leon Draisaitl in overtime as the Oilers got past Montreal 3-2. Now have points in 5 straight games. Burford's Adam Henrique, he would score his first goal for the Oilers since coming over at the trade deadline. Buffalo is up next for Edmonton, and they were in Van City last night.
Canucks maintain possession of the puck. Hughes, Miller shoots, kicked out. Pettersson scores.
Unfortunately, Elias Pettersson scored twice as the Canucks halted Buffalo's hot streak and allowed them to move into top spot in the West with a 3-2 win. Buffalo coming off a win Monday in Seattle. And with Detroit's win last night, they fall 5 points back of that final wild card.
Double, angle, raise to Picker. Swiss stone off the lid. Wilkes, a little low. Here we go. Have you got it? Oh, my goodness! Rachel Holman with one of the finest shots she'll see.
Voice of Canadian curling right there, Vic Router, speaking the truth about that marvelous shot by Canada's Rachel Holman, who continues to show why she was one of the best in the world at this year's World Championships in Nova Scotia. That shot in the first end against the defending champs from Switzerland propelled them to an 8-5 win and moved to 6-0 after taking down previously undefeated Italy earlier in the day. Holman has now won 22 straight games. They got two more today against Japan and Turkey. Blue Jays continue to play with the string in Florida at spring training. One of the positives thus far has been the play of Dalton Varsho, who is trying to rebound from a subpar season at the plate. He hit this bomb off the roof in Dunedin at TD Ballpark for his first home run of the spring, but he is hitting over 400 thus far. Orioles facing the Blue Jays, who pounded out 11 hits in their 23rd spring game. Baltimore had 17 in the 13-8 win. Blue Jays face Atlanta today, and they announced Jose Berríos will be the opening day starter a week tomorrow in Tampa. But it's opening day in Seoul as the LA Dodgers and their new star, Shohei Ohtani, they actually have already started as they face off against the San Diego Padres in the first ever regular season game in South Korea. It was marred by a bomb threat, though, against Ohtani. According to local reports, South Korea's consulate general in Vancouver received an email threatening to detonate an explosive at the stadium. After a thorough check, nothing was found, and the game is underway.
And so are we on this Wednesday morning. 6:11 is the time, 20th morning of March, and yay, the first full day of spring. And not that it's going to seem an awful lot like it today. I'll explain that coming up. But first of all, I'll look at traffic. 403 and Waterdown Road, that's doing fine so far. You can see it's a little hazy. That's because we're getting some light snow at the moment. To our MTO traffic cameras, and we'll come around the horseshoe. Roads are a little bit slick from the precipitation that we're getting. No problems here at the QEW 405, Centennial Parkway, nothing. East of Brant Street looks good. I just want to double check. Yeah, we still have that vehicle off to the side. That's Toronto bound on the QEW, just east of Royal Windsor Drive. So yeah, you can see that bit of haze with some that flurry activity we're getting right now. But nothing as far as traffic related here at the QEW in Cawthra. Let's get to our temperature. Temperature has just come up a degree. We were -2 last hour. Now we're sitting at -1. We do have a wind chill at the moment of -4. So what we're looking at is a bit of a southwesterly wind. Southwest gusting to 8 kilometers an hour, and that's about it. And we do have that light snow flurry activity. So for school today, mainly cloudy. We are going to get some flurries. Yes, we'll get more flurries. Maybe even a couple of centimeters of snow flurry activity for the day today, but a 2-degree high for the day. There's that precipitation. As you can see, the area of blue. This is a satellite radar picture. Shows us cloud cover and precipitation. 6-hour loop, and you can see how the flurries are to the west of us, moving into the horseshoe at the moment. Cold front poised to go through. We're going to get into some chilly air for the next few days. Temperatures are really going to struggle, and of course, we'll continue to get that northwesterly flow, and that's going to make it feel even chillier. So today, maybe a couple of centimeters. Generally, temperatures anywhere from +1 to +2. 0 for Guelph and Kitchener, but a mainly cloudy sky and that flurry activity. Tonight, temperatures back down to -5 and -6. It's going to be a cold night. And you factor in the wind, it's going to feel like -10 tonight, and we could still get some flurries tonight. And then tomorrow, temperature 0. Once again, chance of some flurries. We're not talking about accumulation for tomorrow, but generally 0 right around the horseshoe for tomorrow. So stepping out the door, 20th morning of March. Yes, we do have snow on the ground once again after what we had to put up with yesterday. So cloudy, light snow, temperature right now -1. Long-range forecast coming up. Annette, Tim.
Okay, right now let's say good morning Here we go. Emily Vukovic.
Or Elton John.
All excited for
that's
spring.
That's who I feel like right now.
A little spring mode here.
We're in spring mode.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't included before, so now I had to get myself in here.
Yeah, no,
my kids legitimately asked me yesterday when the snow was just teeming down, is it going to be a snow day tomorrow? I was like, girl, you tell me. If it's going to be a snow day tomorrow, we're going to have some issues. Anyhow, I hope it melts fast and spring arrives soon.
How many jobs do you have for today's show?
One.
You only
just
have
two.
Two. Oh, two. Yeah.
Two,
okay.
If you count my segments that I do out in the community.
Okay.
So yeah, two. Thanks, Brian, for feeling better.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm working on it.
All right. Coming up in Chit Chat, we're going to be discussing the new Bond. Who likes their martinis shaken?
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we are also going to be discussing Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito. They're teaming up again, but this time for a brand new movie.
Really?
Really.
Okay. Yeah, we just saw them at the Oscars. Okay, we'll see you at the couch in a little bit.
I'll be there.
With those glasses on.
Right after the break, a major pharmaceutical player is moving into the Hamilton area. A BC coal miner looking at a big cleanup bill. And we'll tell you why your favorite chocolate bar is going to be more expensive next year. 6:17 on your Wednesday morning. In overseas trading, the Canadian dollar is down 17 basis points to 73.54 cents U.S. Gold is down $1.50. Crude oil is down 70 cents to $82.03 a barrel. Midday trading in Europe, markets are down in London and Paris, but up just a little bit in Frankfurt.
Off to Asia we go. Markets are closed today in Tokyo for the equinox, but up in Hong Kong and Shanghai. North American markets, TSX gained 23 points on a Tuesday. Some big gains for the Dow Jones on Wall Street on Tuesday. Also some gains for the NASDAQ. Let's see how they do on this first full day of spring.
Well, Canada's inflation rate has dropped for the second month in a row. That suggests the Bank of Canada may soon start cutting interest rates.
There appear to be plans to be cutting interest rates over the next year or so, but they're waiting for good news. And if they got bad news on inflation, if it had gone up or gone up by a lot, we might be looking at longer time until interest rates come down or potentially interest rates going up further. So this is good news in the sense that we might expect more of a front loading of interest rate decreases. They may be coming down sooner than we thought.
So the inflation rate fell to 2.8% in February from 2.9% the month before. Experts say it shows that high interest rates are working to control inflation, which is what the central bank has been trying to do. Economists had expected the rate to actually increase a little bit because of higher gas prices.
A Hamilton pharmaceutical company that specializes in a new age cancer treatment is about to be bought by pharma giant AstraZeneca. So Fusion Pharmaceuticals has signed a deal worth $2.4 billion U.S. AstraZeneca calls it a major step forward in replacing traditional cancer treatments with more targeted medicines. So Fusion has been developing a next generation cancer treatment that delivers nuclear isotope straight to cancer cells. Now the deal we'll see shareholders receive 21 U.S. bucks per share. McMaster says Fusion will continue to operate out of Innovation Park, and the deal is subject to some closing conditions, but expected to close in the second quarter of this year.
Getting rid of contamination from decades of coal mining in British Columbia's Elk Valley is turning out to be a lot more expensive than first thought. Burgess Environmental says it's going to cost $6.4 billion to reverse rising selenium concentrations in Canadian and U.S. waters. That's three times more than what miner Teck Resources had set aside for the work, and that doesn't include land reclamation costs. The treatment systems are going to have to be running for 60 years. A spokesman for Teck says the group's conclusions are, quote, inconsistent with calculations made under BC government policy.
Well, satisfying your sweet tooth with chocolate, gonna get more pricey. A recent report from Wells Fargo found dwindling supply around the world is causing cocoa prices to skyrocket. So part of those supply issues has to do with climate, including tree disease brought on by heavier rainfall. Cocoa tree farmers in West Africa are also dealing with dry temperatures, extreme winds from this year's El Nino. So the price for cocoa has more than doubled over the last year. Oh, that little piece of chocolate after dinner.
Oh, it's so good.
I crave.
I like mine right after lunch. I always pack a little piece of chocolate in my lunch.
Can you pack two? I'll have it after lunch, too. Oh, Brian said three?
Three.
We got a fourth. Bring a whole chocolate bar.
We bring in a box every day.
Taking a break.
Okay, we're going to take a break right now, going to look for that chocolate. Brian's going to be back with your traffic and your 7-day forecast.
6:24, let's get right to traffic and check what's happening on the roads. The QEW in 406, there's not only is there not a lot of traffic here, there's not a lot of precipitation either, not getting much snow flurry activity. We're getting some flurries here in the Hamilton area, top of the Burlington Skyway Bridge. Traffic's moving okay, though. Still have there now, we have a vehicle that's joined the scene here. We've got a tow, it looks like a disabled vehicle on the shoulder at the QEW just east of Royal Windsor. That's Toronto bound. We'll flip ahead to Sheridan. Looks pretty good right there. And there you can see some snow flurry activity right now at the 403 at Matheson. But there's no problems on the road. But do take care because, you know, the roads could be a little slick because of that light snow flurry activity we're getting right now. Temperature right now, we've come up to -1. Windchill about -4. Grimsby -2 on the plus side. Toronto at 1 and 0 for Mississauga. So seasonal temperatures for this time of year are 4 for the daytime high now. We struggled yesterday and we'll struggle again for the next few days to hit that. -3 for the overnight low. Those are our sun times and records for today. And for today for school, we should be -1 for the first bell, some flurry activity, and then some light snow after school. We should be just on the plus side. We'll have hit +2 earlier and then temperature will start to slide. So 2 for the day today, maybe a couple of centimeters, not what you want to have for the first day of spring, but, you know, that's the way spring is. And that there's that sun a little bit, but flurries. -6 tonight. Windchill -10. It'll be a cold start tomorrow. Only 0 tomorrow on Thursday with some flurries. Flurries again Friday, but look at that temperature struggle. -3. We get some sun for the weekend, but it's going to stay on the cool side. That's your forecast. Annette, Tim.
Okay. Hot Wheels. This takes me back to being a kid.
Because, did you have a big collection?
I had a pretty good-sized collection. Not like this collection, because this guy's collection is crazy.
Right now, I can't display it all. It's just too vast a collection to display. But I managed to get a few of my favorites up on the walls here, and approximately 25,000 pieces. That's track sets, cars, and accessories pertaining to Hot Wheels only.
You heard him right. Over the last 40 years, Doug Woods has amassed over 25,000 pieces of Hot Wheels memorabilia. The man who lives north of Toronto says he's not shooting for a Guinness record because that's already held by an American with over 30,000 pieces. Instead, Woods says he just enjoys the hobby, the community, and the stories that these miniatures tell. He's thinking of opening up a traveling museum to show off his collection around the country.
Does Doug let you play with his Hot Wheels, though? Or is he just like look at type thing?
No, I bet he would let you play with
them. Okay, well, they're out of the box at
they're
least.
They're out of the boxes, yes.
There's other people that I know that work in this building that don't take their things out of boxes and leave them in the box.
Producer Don?
Yeah, perhaps.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And his figurines.
Yeah, perhaps. Nerd alert. Okay, moving along. Off and running on this first full day of spring. Not gonna feel like it.
No.
Keep the top up of the Corvette.
Yes.